But we all, with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. This is an acaso, where resolves are compelled with Apostle Epha Emmanuel. As we behold God's word today, we become the true reflection of His word. You will be blessed.
Just lift up your voice to God and pray. Lift up your voice and cry. Lift up your voice and call upon the name of the Lord. 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 The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it, and they are saved. He has given us a name that is above every other name, that at the mention of that name, Jesus, every knee bows, every tongue confesses that Jesus is Lord. I hope you are not tired. Call upon the name of the Lord. Sevelakata Vanta Kata Prundo Bogosogove Jetete Pegazavakata Mamba Taka Safakatobe Retete Pegazavakasila Kama Mando Bogosovo Logomana Jetete Predegivana Jata Tata Bakasavo Erua Takabonde Villa Sanite Redeke Venana Mando Prosovo Lakana Ananto Brondo Fogo Savike Ede Caparasco Prende Fresca Pacato Shapapaparatacata Shetete Pacata Ananto Gara Savila Kama Mampoco Socoto Presca Verede Shetete Paracata Mabanto Copende Presavera Anumba Tacube Erua Tacata Shetete de Veregateva Mampa Papa Otombe Legevera Sava Java Capanadena Anon de Berata Jetete Predegeva Mapa Papata Pacata Jetete Maparata Parata Parata Penana Jetete
His name is a strong power. His name is a strong power.
Salatagarebenana Zetete Paratabo Eteko Batakatebo Rumamane Rule Retete Parato Telua Telua Siviata Pato Peras Comente Retete Paratama Mabato Pocoto Jetete Peregete the Lord. Call upon the name of the Lord. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, have mercy, remember me, look upon me with mercy, oh Jesus.
Da baraka da bai entos kaprante kele diska rate kapanos kapanate rate kapamanos kape malatai rate kos kapam pelegete akoko pamiate rate koi pray for mercy. Say, oh God, have mercy upon me, have mercy upon me. Ako paswate peregete ako papo rate
God.
Life changing, see your life changing with every tongue, every prayer. See how your life is changing. You are moving in the spirit. See how you are gaining strength. See how you are becoming bigger. See how fire is increasing on your altar. Don't stop now. You have come too far to stop. Don't stop now. Hallelujah. The scripture says his hands are not too short to deliver, neither his ears. He began to give us certain things that makes that men labor, men press, and yet the substance of the things they hope for is far from their borders. Says, but our iniquity has separated us and him. Our iniquity, his hands are not too short. Have you sought God's face in any situation before? And it looked like God did not show up. Have you asked God why? After very, very strenuous sessions of prayer, protracted seasons of contention, and yet what you prayed for looked as though God did not give you any attention. Are you discouraged sitting wherever you are? Maybe the enterprise of prayer is not as strong as people make it look like. Have you joined the camp of those who think prayer is a waste of time? You see the average young man, young woman, praying. And they say, if you like, don't go and do something with your life. You know why prayer has been reduced into that? It is because men have labored in that part. And they found out that results are not commensurate with the things that they do as the energy they deploy in that enterprise of prayer. The disciples of Jesus were like our own generation. Prayed for many years. But suddenly they saw a man that anytime he calls upon God, the answer comes quickly. They swallowed their pride and came to him and said, Master, teach us how to pray. And mind you, anything that is important to God, Satan makes it his utmost aim to create confusion around it so that men will not be able to stumble upon it accurately. The strength of Satan is to create alternatives, alternative routes with all kinds of predicaments attached to it. The strength of Satan is not always absolute disobedience. It's to show you another way of doing it that is not in tandem with the holy ordinance and the patterns of the elders, so that you would ignore ancient landmarks and be hoping for results. I want everybody to contemplate on the things that God shows us this night. The book of Isaiah chapter 59 verse 2. Let's read together at the count of 2. 1, 2, 3, go. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. Ah, listen, this is verse 1. Let's read together, everybody. 1, 2, 3, go. Behold, the Lord's hands are not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ears heavy that he cannot hear. Next verse. But your iniquity, he says, have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. Search me, O God. Try my heart. See if there be any wicked way in me. Then lead me in the way everlasting. These were the sacred prayers of David. Search me. It's a Jewish custom that every time a visitor comes before your house, before you begin to show him how welcoming you are, he has one duty. He will wash his feet before he steps into your space and your domain. The washing of the feet has two major significance. Number one is that he acknowledges that there is a government in this place. There is an authority in this place. This is not a free land. This is not a road. There is somebody who have camped around here. The washing of the feet means I celebrate and I honor your space enough that I clean everything around me that has been everything I've carried from whatever journey I came from. I will enter into this space honoring the laws and the government that this place signifies. Number two, it signifies the sense that you are not pure from the idea that you have gone from wherever you are coming from. A sediment of dust has accumulated on your leg. A sediment of dust there signifies all the things you must have interacted with in your day before you came before the house of the Lord. And so when you come to God's house, the first demand upon the soul of a true worshiper is to wash his feet. Confession is not actually, you know, an instruction for sinners. It's not sinners that confess. It is sons that confess. You always are broken before the Lord. Because you know why? A broken and a contrite spirit, God will not despise. What has hidden his face from us? What has made his ears heavy that he cannot pay attention to our hallowed prayers? It is because we have not met the condition and the methods. Every experiment that has results have procedures. If you violate the procedure, the results has been jeopardized. We want to attain results that are only done under STP, standard temperature and pressure. What is the STP as regarding coming before a spirit? He will meet all of his demands first. What demand did God put? Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand upon his holy mountains? He that has a clean hands and a pure heart, that has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. This is the one hallowed condition. And so man comes, like we gather every time. Unfortunately, we now even pray outside Jesus, and the church don't know what Satan is doing to it yet. We now come without Jesus, and Jesus is the only way. No man comes to the Father except through him. You can't approach God, no matter how violent your prayer enterprise is, if it didn't come through Jesus. You are speaking to somebody else. You are wasting time because you have energy. Imagine entering the corridor of prayer or approaching the institution of prayer, and the first thing you are doing is thinking about your need, your challenge, the enemy, the prayer request, and you enter. And the disciples said, "Teach us how to pray." And Jesus looked at them. Although prayer has been happening in the temple for many years, but now he wants to introduce a way that it works. Please tell the person by your side, prayer works. Say it again like you mean it. Prayer works. I know that one of the very, very strategic affront of Satan against the 21st century church is to begin to belittle the labors of the elders. The elders told us that prayer is the key. They made a song out of it. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the master key. Jesus started with prayer and ended with prayers. Prayer is the master key. Can you step into your day without prayer now? If you can, something has changed the teachings of the elders. Prayer is no longer a large molecule in our life. If you can attempt to wander into anything, whether a relationship, whether take a job, whether even start your day, and you can ignore your morning devotion, it is a sign that something has shifted the ancient landmark. These are the things the elders know. These are the things they practiced. And that was why they have their results. We gather all the time. We talk about the days of Catherine Kuhlman, the days of Ben Snyder-Hosa. We speak about it as though we really want to see those days. Yet we don't want to follow the paths of the elders. I am saying these things because many of us, if God does not help us, after 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years, you will turn back and start hating God when you are supposed to be drawing closer to him. Because you will look at your life and it will be like God scammed you. It will be like God cheated you. It will be like God is a joke. Because you will see all of those who did not make obeisance to God, those who violated laws, who cut corners, you will see them physically faring well than you. And you will see that all the things that you claimed in prayer, you can't see anyone around your life. It is better you don't join this thing than you join it and you are refusing to go all out and follow the laws. Every experiment has procedures. If you violate the procedure, the result cannot be your end state. So what is the procedure of this hallowed enterprise of prayer? And that is why the Holy Ghost has put this burden upon my heart. Maybe you bow your head in 1 minute and tell the Lord, "Show me what I don't know. I know a lot already. Show me a missing part. Show me a missing link."
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us till eternity. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us till eternity.
Are you talking to God now? Matthew chapter 6 from verse 5. Listen, everybody. Jesus began to give a teaching on prayer here, and I want everybody's attention as rapt as possible. He says, and when thou prayest, please tell the person by your side when. So the first truth here is that prayer is not a choice. Prayer is not an option. There is no if. It's not if thou prayest. It says when thou prayest. So the Christian must be a creature of prayer. That's number one. Then it goes, I think it'd be better we read together so that there's a kind of recognition that registers on everybody's soul. So let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. Please say the hypocrites. Listen, there is nothing new under the sun. What has been will be again. And so in our days, there is still the way the hypocrites pray. And I will show you how Satan has deployed a mighty deception to make sure that prayer does not wield the kind of power that the elders had with it. You can give 3 days to prayer. I will show you the things that makes your prayer powerless. He says, and when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. Next, let's continue. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues. Please tell your neighbor, they love to pray standing in the synagogues.
They love to pray standing in the synagogues.
And in the corner of the streets. Why? That they may be seen of men. Prayer for them is a show. Prayer for them is a display. Prayer for them is a message to men. Prayer for them is a way to differentiate cadres of righteousness. Prayer for them is about who is watching. Is about who is paying attention. Is about the accolades of men. He says that they may be seen of men. Listen, Jesus says, verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Next verse, quickly. There is so much drama already. And so I don't want to, you know, be involved in any controversy where people begin to dissect my message, begin to interpret it to say I'm saying what I'm not saying. The last time I taught a brief thing on prayer, there was so much, you know, comments here and there, people turn into two different camps. They think that I am militating against the revival of prayer. Of what end? Of what end will it? It's Let's continue. It says, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closets. Now, does this mean if you want to pray, always go and hide? No, I will show you what closet here is referring to. It says, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father who is in what? So prayer is first a secret thing. Prayer is first the state of your heart with God before any other thing. Prayer is about you knowing that you are communicating with a spirit. You are not talking because other people are shouting. The enterprise of prayer, if you realize that you are talking to a spirit, your attention will be more on that spirit than man. This is why you can see somebody lost in the place of prayer, and you can see somebody praying until the makeup, that delicate makeup, has been altered, and she doesn't know yet. She's not conscious again. She has detached from all of the receptacles that connect her to the opinion of men. This person is now talking to a spirit. He says, God is a spirit, and them that worship him must worship him. The address of that worship is not Habakkuk Hall. It's in spirit and in truth. So if you are truly praying, you will first journey. He says, quicken us and we will call upon your name. Until you are quickened, you don't know the location where men pray from, because the venue of prayer is your spirit. If you are praying in your spirit and then your physical voice is loud, glory to God. Glory to God. If you are praying in your spirit and then you are shouting, glory to God. The heartfelt, the fervent, the effectual prayer of the righteous, make it heartfelt. Heartfelt. How can you just be blabbing with your mouth so loud, yet your mind has even left church? Your mind is not even here again. Your mind went to your house briefly to remember something you were doing. How? No, you are not talking to a spirit. The only people who think you are still praying is men, because they are hearing your sound. You are hypocrites. That's how they pray. They like to pray in standing positions and in the corner of the streets and in the temple, so that men will see that they are praying. And they say, ah, this man is a man of prayer. Pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father who seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Next verse, quickly. Oh my God. But when ye pray, please, I want everybody to read these things. If it was shown, if you read it in hard print, you will find out that these words were written in red. So they were the words of Jesus. This is his own stand in the matter of prayer. He says, but when ye pray, let's read together, 1, 2, go. But when ye pray, use not vain repetition. Pause there. What is vain repetition? If I give the illustration I want to give now, somebody will take it that I'm making reference to somebody, or I'm talking about them. Jesus, Jesus, fire, 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 fire. The angels, do you know how organized heaven is? How sacred? And I say, what is this? Who is that one now? Just go and check who is there. Then they come, this fire, fire. As the hidden do, is the hidden that practice these things. This is how the prophets of Baal were calling on Baal. When they were explaining how they were praying, they were in repetition, because they thought, I will show you what Jesus said here. For they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. They think it's because they talk very much, that is why God will hear them. They think it's how long the prayer is that makes for answer. Have you heard God explaining prayer? This is God's teaching on prayer. The God you are praying to is coming down to explain what he wants you to do. As touching, I told you that if you ignore procedure, you cannot get the outcome of the experiment. Mind you, without faith, it is impossible to please God. He that comes to him must first believe that he is. The average man has no consciousness of God. All kinds of sin has buffeted his conscience. He does not feel God. He does not sense God. He does not know God. So he needs to come and use the first 2 hours and be, then we now call it that I have ascended. You did not ascend. Before you enter church, there is supposed to be a consciousness of God that was with you since morning. So the day you just say, in the name of Jesus. The heavens heard a code. It is the Message translation that says, enter into his presence with the password. Thank you. Password. Thank you. How do you enter the presence of God? You leave all your challenge behind. Let me not run ahead of myself. I'm just trying to do something with this scripture. Leave that scripture. Let's continue. As the heathen do, they love vain repetition. The Bible says they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Have you gone to pray before? And while you entered the place of prayer and you started, your plan was, as you entered, you wrote in one jotter, by the grace of God, I will give. Maybe you came out from one Anakazo service, a revival service. You just vow from that meeting that this night, pray for 5 hours. Then you now went and started praying. As you are praying, your tongue, the more you are trying to press into prayer, your tongue was being adjusted by a power into a song. The Spirit wanted you to sing a song. And the more you were ignoring that song that is being echoed in your soul, your tongue was becoming drier and drier. Then you now forced yourself and did that 5 hours still. Prayed for the 5 hours. Let me explain one thing. At the end of the day, wisdom is justified of her children. If what you have done did not give birth, you have wasted time. I am repeating this thing again. The aim of travail is to give birth. Until Zion travailed, she gave birth. If you travail and you did not give birth, you have wasted time. They think they will be heard for their much speaking. It takes revelation to know that God is hearing me. When you are having a very close, intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit, your words will be few. Have you found out the way Jesus prayed? Let's talk now. You guys don't like the things I'm saying. It's obvious from your response. Can I ask you a question? When Jesus came before a case of a dead man that is supposed to come back to life, what was the approach of his prayer? The first portion of his prayer, I thank you, O Father, because you always hear me. I thank you. Now, somebody has a little issue of leg pain. They lie her down. Then the man of God climbs her and put his head on her head, his hand on her hand, his leg on her leg, and do all kinds of jamboree for the camera, and the world are watching. They are laughing. And after that, he gets up. Then there's always two hype men with mic calling him all kinds of names, and his walking step is altered every time they call his name. They say, I will not call any name. Mind you, let me tell you the aim of sin. The purpose of sin is to make you lose confidence before standing before God. Sin affects man, does not affect God. Your sin makes that you don't have that heart that connects and is conscious of God anymore. And so if you make any prayer from that falling state, it's not mixed with faith, it is mixed with fear. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. It is faith that is the vehicle that all of our prayer is supposed to be built upon. The vehicle of prayer is faith. But sin makes that you fear before God. When Adam fell, he says, I heard thy voice and I was afraid, afraid, afraid. Sin impacts fear before coming before God. Let's run through it so that I can establish some points quickly. For they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Next verse. Be ye not therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before you ask him.
You see, I think somebody is pretending like they cannot see this thing. This is God teaching men how he wants them to relate with him. He says, before you ask, I already know what you need. So you show me that I am a loving father, that you believe that I care for you, by making sure that you are conscious that I already know. It's not because you said it that I found out that you needed my help. He says, the hair on your head, they are numbered. As a hen covers his cheek, so the Lord covers his people. He called you the apple of his eye. You now need to believe that until you go and cry and roll on the ground, that is when God will realize that an enemy is attacking your life. He knows. Before you prayed, he says, your father. There is a reason why, of all the offices, because God has many portfolios, but the particular portfolio that is recognized when prayer is the subject of discussion is father. Because father is the provider. Father is your caregiver. Your father knows what you need. If you find... In fact, one time, the immortals were moved by the actions of men. And they say, wait, oh, you men, as evil as you are, can give good gifts to your children. How much more your heavenly father? He is still calling himself father. I will show you in the prayer lecture Jesus gave the disciples. The lecture started with our father. So if he's not your father, you cannot get the result. It is about relationship first before request. Our father. If he's not your father, you are wasting time. If he's not your father, if you like, carry 2 jerrycan of Hollandia and give a prophet and say, help me talk to him. When they check the list, mind you, there are various economies in the kingdom. Grace is one of it. Mercy is another. Righteousness is one of it. And when we talk about this particular relationship as a father, many of these things that regulate the average man is withheld, is sustained inside that relationship of father and son. When you come before the king, they'll be reading the constitution of the land to you. They'll be telling you the laws of the land. When you come before your father, he will put relationship first. And so this is what the children of God has as an advantage, that they can call God Abba, their father. There are many things is only for father and son relationship. Mind you, the earnest expectation of creatures are waiting for the manifestation of who? Sons. So the word son there means there is a father. If he is not your father, those things are not reserved for you. How is he your father? As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You are not under his authority. His Spirit is not leading you. So you cannot carve. The Bible says the heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ from a servant. Ignore the things I'm saying. Continue to do your thing. Be praying anyhow you like. Up today, down tomorrow. Wake up, you want to pray. Because of prayer, because of need, you just say, in the name of Jesus, forgive my sins, forgive my sins. And they say, a contrite and a broken spirit, God will not despise. As with your small wisdom, inside this small head, you think you can deceive a spirit. They can see that you are not sorry. You just needed confession as a means to an end. You truly are not sorry for anything that happened. You just wanted to meet a condition so that you can get. And they say, the foundation of his throne is righteousness and justice. How many people want to write jam and quickly they start confessing? The day of jam, you will see holiness in a way you will never believe. Have you seen students during exam season? Suddenly, the student fellowship will be full. Places that were once scanty, you will just see all shades and sizes of people enter, and they'll stand like this. Sometimes I wish God can just speak audibly and say, what? He says, they draw near to me with their mouth, but their heart is far from me. You know why our prayers are not answered? I am just dissecting them one after the other. If you are honest with yourself, it's better you don't waste your time than putting one leg here and one leg there. Go meet the condition and watch how powerful your prayers are. The fervent and effectual prayer of the righteous maketh tremendous power available. Let's run through it. I think I'm staying too much on this.
Spirit leads me when my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you will call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith would be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Spirit leads me.
Spirit leads me when my trust is without border. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you will call.
Take me deeper.
Take me deeper
than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger
in the presence of my Savior.
I will call upon your name.
You know, I told you when we were praying that it's about calling upon his name. The first enterprise of prayer is a name. If you miss that name, I don't know who you are talking to. A name.
He
says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into a name and they are saved. He says he has given him a name that is above every other name, because there will be many things you will confront in your journey of life. You will confront demons. You will confront thrones, principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world. You will confront wickedness in high places. You will confront witches. And all of these things and entities, they have designated authorities in their own kingdom. And they have gotten certain names as, you know, signets of authority. A wise man does not trust himself. So you come on behalf of a name that is above every other name. Pray outside the name of Jesus and you are exciting yourself. Pray outside Jesus and you are exciting yourself. Mind you, the organogram of prayer is you pray to the Father through Jesus in the Holy Ghost. Anything outside this plan, you have missed it. But a lot of people, no structure, no formula. They just do anything that comes to their mind. You think demons fear you? Spirits don't fear you. They fear the spirit that supports you. And so if you don't come in the name of the Lord, you have missed it already. He says, call upon the name of the Lord and you shall be saved. Call upon the name of the Lord. What did Daddy Kumuyi do? If you write down his exploits, you will not separate it from the name of Jesus. Oh, believe me, I was raised in deeper life. I have seen all the miracle crusades. I follow till today. Is one. In Jesus' name, we pray. That's all. You now, you complicate everything. You say jump 3 times. Wake up by 12. Make sure it's 12. What is the correlation between all this excess and the name that is above every name? Because we have missed the formula. All kinds of gymnastics now is replacing the way. No man can come to the Father except through him. No man. So having given all of these things that don't fit as prayer, Jesus now went further to say, therefore, after this manner, therefore, pray. Now, this is how to pray. Everybody, let's read together. 1, 2, go. Our Father, which art in heaven. The first thing is first that he must be your father. That's the first criteria. People go and sleep around all kinds of slave queens, all kinds of Yahoo boys, do all kinds of things, come with one offering or another. The pastor say, this is a Christian. The Spirit of God. In fact, have you found out that the metrics we use to give people positions in the holy altars of the church are now to what extent they are able to be of support to the system? A man that is not born again, not saved, questionable source of wealth, is an elder of the church. He's a deacon. Yahoo boys, slave queens, they come and give you an envelope on Sunday and you say she's the choir mistress. Mind you, to show you the procedure of this very delicate operation, if you transact on deep waters, if you communicate with spirits, you must meet their end. And so they say, even something as little as an offering, if you want to bring an offering before God and you remember that you have an offense with your brother, you say, don't bring that offering. Go and settle with your brother first before you bring an offering. Even to present a gift before God, there are criteria, let alone to summon his attention. After this manner, therefore ye pray. Our Father. Is he your father? Is he your father? Our Father. There is something that happens to your heart when God becomes your father. Sometimes you just go to pray and you a lot of servants are praying. They don't know him as father yet. A lot of servants are praying. A lot of outcasts are praying. You don't know father. When you meet the father, there is a knowledge that I love you that is inside your heart. God will leave a letter on the tablet of your soul. I love you. I'm with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. You will always be conscious that who is with me is greater than who is in the world. There is something that is always imprinted upon you. I have him. He will not betray me. He will not disappoint me. He will not give up on me. He is with me at all times, even unto the uttermost part of the world. Our Father. The Father has not touched many people. It is Father that happens to me sometimes when I want something and it did not play out that way. When I go to pray sometimes, you who don't know him as Father, when you go to pray, and you finish 3 hours. I go before my Father and I wanted to ask, and sometimes tears begins to drop. You see, that one tear is your 5 hours. That you, as you are shouting, he measures my tears in a bottle. If one tear falls, that tear is message, is language. You forgot to pray because you were tired. You were reading, studying the Bible. Then you now mistakenly slept off. Your head was on the Bible like this. Then demons now came and pressed your head on top of the Bible. Many of you, every night is a time of torment. You fear the night like anything, because there's nothing you have not done. You say, okay, it's because I used to sleep facing up. I'll face down. You face down, they press your head on the pillow. You were struggling to breathe until by chance, you see, somebody put a Bible under the pillow. There are people that before they press them, they'll first feel one fresh air near their ear. Before they say what they... A brother told me that there's one fresh air that will blow his ear first. That is the last thing he will remember. From there is his torment. You know why? Do you know why? You don't know the Father. There's no father that is irresponsible. Our father is not irresponsible. One of the responsibility of a father is to protect. Protect. You don't know the father. I don't know who you have met. But tonight it will be good. You come to the father. Before the father, you will always be a child. You can never be an adult before the father. Every time you are still a baby. Because such is the kingdom of God. You will always be a child before him. Although you will give birth to biological children. Many children. Yet, every time you are before him, he calls you my child. My child. When you are sleeping, the father is checking your hair. He's just playing with you, checking, making sure you are okay. When you are sleeping, the father is x-raying your life, checking your blood, checking your bone, looking at your bloodstream. Which malaria is this? Live here. Everything is being checked out. Because inside the relationship with the father, his intimacy, there is too much responsibility he has over you. But not too many know the father. God is an ATM machine. You only come before him when you want to receive. Do you wake up in the same house with your dad and you don't greet him? You just walk and pass him. How comes you say God is inside you and you don't talk to him when you wake up? As you just wake up, all the list of the things you plan, as you just stand up, you just run to the bathroom. They don't understand you. You don't know the father. The people who need to be praying, talking, binding, counseling, all kinds of prayer. You don't know the father. The father knows what you need before you ask him. He has searched your life already. And the plane that he operates from, time is not a barrier. So he knows your tomorrow from your today. You are blessed if you know the father. I have no fear what tomorrow will bring. My father is in tomorrow. I love the father. I love the father. If you know how God loves me, sometimes I hear God cracking joke in my heart and I laugh. My mind will just imagine something play out. See, lock me in a room, carry my handset from me, I will not be bored. I'm not one of those people that if a human being does not tell you are looking good, I will now be feeling you are joking. There's a relationship inside here that is stronger than anything I can get with any human being. There is somebody that believes in me and echoes it repeatedly. I draw my sense of importance from the counsel of the Father. The day he told me that I am his son, and I was trying to understand what it means to be the son of a God, he said, "You are like me." He told me that, think of all my characteristics. And I said, but there are some things that are reserved for you alone. And all these things is just some thoughts in my heart. I don't hear him audibly. In fact, I don't know the last time that I will say I heard a voice. I don't hear any voice. But the ears, that voice on my inside, my ear is so trained. I know every time he drops a thought on my heart, I know the voice of God that speaks upon the tablets of my heart. He told me I am omnipresent. I'm everywhere. If you accept me as your father, I will make you too to be everywhere. And I did not understand that statement. It was later I found out visibility. Visibility is a measure of omnipresence. There is no space that your footprint has, even places you have never traveled to. There are only a few nations now that if I go, I will not have people come and gather and say, finally, we have seen your face. You travel with me most of the time. The people who gather anytime we go to other regions, have we ever been there before? No. Something has gone ahead of you. Some of you people who wear your shoe, they will be hyping the shoe. They don't even know the person who made it. The first day they will say, this is the mind, this is the brain, this is the person behind this thing. You will find out the omnipresent dimension of God is the heritage of all his own. Omnipotency is another dimension. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. After this manner, therefore, pray saying, our Father, which art in what? I want to explain something here. There is a reason why Jesus signified the Father we are speaking about, so that you don't think it's any authority that you place, none or any of the deities that are looking frantically for attention from man. He says it is our Father who is in heaven. What is the first step a man should take when you come before the altar of prayer? Thanksgiving. Hallowed be thy name. Ah, brother, yes, you are dying. Yes, they just gave you a medical report that there is cancer and that you will not get up from this. He says if you want to talk to him, your first step is not Father, hallowed be thy name. Let nothing make you forget to thank God. Let no challenge, no problem, no kind of issue make you ignore thanksgiving first. It's procedures. Hallowed be thy name. So before you open your mouth and start saying anything, then they put the next condition. Give us the next verse. Thy kingdom come. So I know I can, there are many things I want to say now, but ignore anything that is in my conversation that is not captured in the emphasis of your kingdom. So he says, thy kingdom come. A man will first surrender his prayer before he begins to say them. So that peradventure I pray out of context. He says, ignore those ones. Let your kingdom come and your will. It is that will that we want it to happen. How many times we go devote 3, 4, 5 hours? You are praying because of your perceived enemy. Mind you, the people you hate, God don't hate them. And mind you, the people you call your enemy, they are not God's enemy. It was one person that said a governor will die. Governor is the son of the bondwoman. The governor will die. And the governor was intelligent. He understands that the earth belongs to men. And men rule by utterance and decrees. If he kept quiet, he would have died. But when they spoke, he says no. If it is this earth, both God and Satan needs to cooperate with man so that they can perform their enterprise. Man is the strongest creature on the earth. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth. There are many prayer points that is not the will of God. Let me tell you something about the will of God. Don't be deceived. No matter how passionate you are, no matter how the case is paining you, don't think God is like you. I saw a company of unschooled brethren when the last election was just freshly conducted. After they first lied to good luck that God said he will be the one to win and he did not win, the next thing they now said was that God says the person who won will die. He will not see the end of that throne. In the scale of preference of spirit, the value of one soul is more important than the president of Nigeria. The will of God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The disciples of Jesus reached out to him and said, we preached to some people and they refused the gospel. Should we call down fire so that we teach them a lesson? Jesus says, shut up. You don't know the spirit that is on you. How many prayers birthed from an evil heart, a carnal heart, a man talking to a spirit to kill his fellow man, a man talking to a spirit to attack somebody in a way? Can you equate your certificate and a soul? Is the value of that paper equivalent to a soul? You had a dream. In the dream, you saw one of your neighbor. She was tying white. In the dream, you saw she entered your room. Then she carried one of your certificates. As you wake up, you say, somebody will die. Now, they are hailing you. They say your title is cross and die. By the end of time, when it's all said and done, you will look for stars that should be placed on your crown as gestures of your commitment to mission and go here instruction. You will find out that there is no soul that entered heaven because of you. Yet, there will be many sinners in hell because of your selfish ways. You cut them off untimely and they died in the midst of their days. Men clap for you, but the immortals did not gain from your enterprise. If you go to prayer, if you pray that prayer, thy kingdom come. As soon as you say that, you start understanding why the teaching of our Lord and Savior is that when your enemy hunger, give him to eat. When he thirst, give him to drink. He says, in doing so, you heap coals of fire upon his head. You judge in this kingdom through love, not through hatred. Love is your weapon. He says, be still and know that I am God. The Lord thy God will fight your battle and you will hold your peace. Don't you read these things? You don't even know who hates you truly, because men are so smart. The person you are praying against is not even your challenge. There are people so close. Use love. Be giving love to every corner. The Bible says, when the way of a man pleases the Lord, he causeth even his enemies to be at peace with him. Use love. When they dig a pit, they will fall into it themselves. Use love. When they roll a stone against you, it will return to them. Let me read through that scripture very quickly. Speak that for me. Next verse quickly. Give us this day our daily bread. You see where requests came in. You see the our own. This order has been altered. Your first agenda of prayer is give us this day our daily bread. His request. You did not follow the blueprint of God. Give us this day our daily bread. See the point where it came. Let's go quickly. And forgive us our what? The word debts there is trespasses, our sins. As we forgive those who trespass against us. As we forgive those who sin against us. Then he says, lead us not into temptation. Listen. It is important that even before you pray, Jesus says, pray in this manner. Pray that God forgives your sin as you forgive others. So if you hold anybody in your heart, your prayer cannot be heard. If you hold any grudge in your heart against another, your prayer cannot be heard. As much as offering cannot be received, if you have a fault against somebody in your heart, something as basic as offering. Now they say even your prayer too will not be heard if you have not forgiven those who trespass against you. How does Satan make our prayers ineffective? He will cause that offenses will litter your life. Anytime you plan that, like you see today being Tuesday now, that there's a knowing that you might pray today, there would have been one or two installations to cause that the state of your heart will have a tint of offense. If you are smart in the spirit, if you sustain spiritual intelligence, you will confirm the things I'm sharing with you. Any day you want to call upon the name of the Lord, there must be offense to make sure that your heart has been disqualified. Pray one night, just pray. Pray well. You see, your neighbors will look for your trouble. Unnecessarily, offense. Lead us not into temptation, but if temptation must come, deliver us from all evil. For thine. See how you started prayer? Huh? You started prayer by hailing God. Hallowed be thy name. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You ended prayer again by hailing God. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours forever and ever. You started hailing, you ended hailing. You, how did you end? Well, Lord, I've spoken. He started with thanksgiving, ended with thanksgiving. My beloved is the most beautiful. Thousands and thousands.
For want of time, because of time, we're going to pray for the next 10 minutes. Maybe you bow your head in 1 minute now. In the knowledge of everything we have discussed. For somebody, the Holy Ghost is telling you, let go. Let go. Let your wife go. Let your wife go. Forgive your husband. Forgive your husband. Forgive that person that betrayed you. Let go. There is an offense. Let go. Let go. Just let it go. Just let go. Let go. Wherever you are, I hope you are truly talking to the Father. Ha! There is a reverence that comes when you know you have come before the Ancient of Days. Behold his face, bright shining lights from that unapproachable throne. Do you tremble before him? You seen his majesty? Imagine it in your heart. Although your mind does not have the capacity to capture a picture that do justice to his visage, however, please try and imagine the majesty of God. See how small you are before him and just worship and realize that what you are seeing is your Father. Is your Father. That's your Father there. That's your Father. There is nothing that is too impossible. Nothing that is difficult for him to do. God of all possibilities. Father. Somebody will call him that name. For the first time now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, 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 your Father. Are you experiencing droughts? Your prayer life is down. There's only one way. The Father will shed love in your heart and a fire will be ignited. Father. Father, you are my Father. My daddy, my daddy, your baby is singing. I would be singing and dancing and shouting for the rest of eternity. My daddy, my daddy,
my daddy, my daddy,
your baby is praying.
Your baby is praying.
I will be singing and dancing and shouting for the rest of eternity. Till we meet, it's only you.
Till we meet, it's only you.
Till we see, it's only you.
Till we see, it's only you.
Only you.
Only you.
Only you are. Till the end
end is only you.
Till the end is only you.
Till we see it's only you.
Till we see it's only you.
Only you.
Only you. Only you I am.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Take 1 minute and cry. Teach me how to pray, Father. Holy Ghost, quicken me, quicken me.
To God, we trust that you have been blessed by God's word today. Well, you can follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/AnacazoMissionInternational.AMI or join us on our Telegram channel at Anacazo Mission International. You can also download more of our messages on our Telegram channel. Thank you.